From APM, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. We have, over recent weeks, been exploring aspiring tech hubs around the country, cities, big and small, that want to be the next Silicon Valley, New York, Boston. Well, how about Phoenix, which, by the way, is called the Valley of the Sun? Intel has a campus there, and it's becoming a new testing ground for autonomous vehicles from Uber and Waymo. It is a hotbed of startup activity as well, but will it be the next big tech hub? Getting there, as we discovered during our recent visit. Venture capitalist Zach Ferris moved from Ohio to Phoenix 6 years ago. What was the city's tech scene like back then?
Did you guys ever watch like old Western films? The Wild Wild West?
Yeah, right.
Yes, exactly.
Like the tumbleweed rolling by.
Across the street. Yeah.
Today, Ferris is out of the sun, away from the tumbleweeds and the Western tropes. He's in a cavernous, newly renovated produce warehouse building downtown that's now called Galvanize. Galvanize has desk spaces, a fancy shared kitchen that looks like it has ambitions of becoming a juice bar one day, and Ferris's startup accelerator, Coplex.
So this is going to be Coplex right here. It's about 5,500 square feet of nothing right now, but they're doing the build-out for us.
It all looks great. It also looks kind of empty, but...
We have come a long, long way since 2011. I think we're going to sort of follow our own path, which might be a little different than San Francisco, but we'll be able to leverage those strengths that we do have here to create something pretty unique and pretty substantial.
Those strengths, a large population, a downtown that's being revitalized by small businesses, low cost of living, and relative low cost of real estate, so that buildings like Galvanize Phoenix can have a big, fancy amphitheater.
So this is actually where we'll be hosting our demo day events now that we're here.
And while Galvanize prepares for startups pitching at future demo days, engineering students at Arizona State University are already practicing.
Please welcome.
All right, everybody, we are Student Solutions, and welcome to the future of the way college works.
This class of about 100 kids is part of a larger mission for the school to not just train entrepreneurs for after college, but grow startups on campus itself. One of the undergrads pitching today is Junior Fez Khan. He says this all feels pretty familiar.
I mean, I'm from Silicon Valley, so it's obviously pretty big there, and I'm from that culture. So coming here and seeing people develop technologies and new things, it's kind of like seeing another Silicon Valley starting to develop in Phoenix. So it's really cool.
ASU is one of the 10 largest universities in the country, with 20,000 students in the engineering department alone. Brent Siebold is ASU Director of Entrepreneurship and the guy who is presiding over the student demo day.
It's very similar to an athletic program at any D1 institution around the country. It requires a ton of coaching. It requires a ton of support from both the community and internally, everybody involved.
Speaking of everybody involved, across Phoenix's downtown, a startup has graduated from demo days.
Hi, I'm JT Marino, co-founder of Tuft & Needle.
Tuft & Needle uses software and data analytics to disrupt an industry known for a lot of friction. Non-techie way to say that, they make mattresses and pillows that you order on the internet.
Your mattress comes with a 100-night sleep trial, which starts on the date of delivery.
JT and his co-founder actually made a very conscious decision to move the company away from what they saw as an unhealthy startup culture in San Francisco.
You're really sacrificing your hobbies, your family, friends, I mean, your health, because you believe that, you know, you're going to hit this exit, this jackpot.
Right.
And if that day doesn't come, you find the next thing. Here, people are finding ways that the company can do that for them, and it's a more sustainable pace.
JT says that for Tuft & Needle, that sustainable pace seems to be working in Phoenix. The company's more than 150 employees aren't leaving to jump to what looks like the next big thing, in part because in Phoenix, there's more next small things.
Hi, Pep.
Hi.
Not too far from Tuft & Needle's warehouse and headquarters is the Cahoots co-working space. It's dog-friendly. It's even got a podcasting studio. Also, a lot of entrepreneurs.
Jenny Poon. I'm the founder of Cahoots.
I'm Rosa Ferdosmaken. I'm a technology founder.
I'm launching a local foodie app.
My name is Rebecca Lane, and I'm the creator of Global Guardian Project. There's this entrepreneurial energy here in Phoenix that wasn't here 5 and 6 years ago.
Part of this energy can be credited to a state government that is throwing support behind the startup community. Brian Sherman is the Senior Vice President of Business Development for the Arizona Commerce Authority, which 6 years ago started its own Arizona Innovation Challenge.
We have seen about 1,700 applications from mostly Arizona companies. We make awards, and then we help the companies achieve their milestones and help them grow and succeed.
The organization gives out $3 million a year in seed funding as part of the competition. So, government support, a big university, low-cost real estate, a bunch of startups at different levels of growth, the pieces seem to be in place. So why hasn't the Valley of the Sun rivaled the other valley yet, or one of the other well-known tech hub cities? Well, remember Zach Ferris, the investor and Western film fan? He thinks there's still one big missing ingredient.
When you go to LA and Denver and Seattle and Austin, the things that separate them from us is that there are a lot more mentors that have built and sold tech companies that re-engage in the ecosystem. So they come, they mentor, they invest, they start funds. And up until about 3 years ago here, that was almost entirely non-existent. That's got to compound, and that's going to take some time.
All right, if you want to take some time to learn more about not just Phoenix, but a bunch of other aspiring tech hubs, head to marketplacetech.org. That's all we got for you today. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.